from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The director of the FBI says do not be overcome by fear. If you see something, say something. It's the slogan in the fight against terrorism in the United States. It's a call for ordinary citizens to immediately call police if they see anything out of the ordinary in their daily surroundings, no matter how innocent looking it may be. FBI Chief James Comey said he knows how unsettling incidents like Wednesday's California massacre can be. He urged Americans Friday not to become distracted and disabled by fear.
What we hope you will do is not let fear become disabling, but to instead try to channel it into an awareness of your surroundings to get you to a place where you are living your life. But if you see something that doesn't make sense, you say something to somebody.
One neighbor to the attackers out there in California expressed just that emotion. Her name is Andrea.
This is insane that it's right across the street and they had so many bombs. And I don't know. We were frightened.
Both suspects, Syed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik, appeared a rather ordinary couple living quietly as they raised their six-month-old daughter. There had been no reports that either showed any aggressive or pro-extremist behavior or talked openly about terrorism or Islamic State or raised any suspicions among family, friends, and co-workers. Rahman Ali is a young man who attended the same mosque as Farouk.
I was very sad and I said, you know, how is this possible for a brother, a really nice brother like him, to, you know, go out there, kill innocent people for no reason? Okay, sure, you might have had, you know, some disagreements with somebody. You might have gotten, what does that have to do with you killing him and taking his life away?
This is VOA News. 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik came to the U.S. on what is known as a K-1 visa. It's also called the fiancé visa. She grew up in Pakistan, but later moved to Saudi Arabia, where she first met Farouk in person. The two had been previously corresponding through an online dating service, that according to a Farouk family attorney. That one meeting was all it took for the pair to qualify as an engaged couple for the K-1 visa, one meeting within 2 years of the visa application. A K-1 visa is easier to obtain than other visas, raising questions about the process and how potentially porous it is. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sung to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday that evidence indicates that the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, and that includes the capacity of fighting. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in Mosul-Bashika region for routine training exercises. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 211,000 jobs in November, while the unemployment rate held steady at 5%. Friday's government report says job gains were seen in construction, professional services, and healthcare. John Lonsky is with Moody's Analytics.
There was a big addition of jobs in the construction industry. I was struck by that. Private sector services did quite well. And even though I think we had some weakness in temp employment, services still came in on the high side. Government employment was a little bit above trend.
Now, the job gains are stronger than most economists expected and support the case for the U.S. Central Bank to raise the key interest rate later on this month. Germany's parliament has voted 445-146 to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. Germany will send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join in the coalition against ISIS. And the state of Texas Friday dropped its legal challenges to the U.S. State Department and the International Rescue Committee over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the state was satisfied with the federal government's assurances of cooperation and information sharing about refugees who would be sent to the state. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.